Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Back to wrap things up with you on a Monday evening. Glad you could be with us, with you up until the top of the hour. Don't forget, if you miss anything from this evening, you missed a lot. We had a really good show this evening. Just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and there we are. South Florida High School Sports. You can catch up on everything we've done for the last however long you want to look. Overload of football this week, as we said. Seven state championship games that'll be held. But in addition, on Thursday evening at 7 o'clock at Nova High School in Davie, the 27th Broward County Athletic Association All-Star Football Game, cheerleaders and such. I'm telling you, this game really showcases a lot of the really good talent in the BCA every year in the coaching, as well as the cheerleaders get an opportunity to do their thing. Rocky Gillis has been a part basically of all of them, and he's the county athletic director, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Rocky, thanks so much for taking the time. Obviously, right in the middle of everything in the St. Thomas and Chaminade and your two programs in the BCAA, you're having what has been just an outstanding all-star game for the last 26 years, going on the 27th year. It's been an exciting couple of weeks in anticipation. Talk about the game and what it means to all these kids.
To Larry, I tell you, BCAA, this is our opportunity to showcase a number of our kids for all they've done, and we want to celebrate everything they've done and given to the BCAA for the past 4 years. We're excited about the talent that's going to be out on the field. Again, it's about the football players. We're showcasing cheerleaders. We have an all-star marching band that has over 300 members, and so the pageantry of it is quite something to behold.
You know, looking back past some of the games over the years, as Dave Brousseau was kind enough to put together for me, a lot of really good names. Jerry Judy played in this game back in the day. You take a look at some of the players that, you know, have gone on to the next level. Darian Chance from Cardinal Gibbons played in the game. Certainly an opportunity for a lot of these kids who haven't committed yet or haven't signed yet to get in front of some college coaches during the week of practice and also at the game. And not only that, the game is going to be videoed. There's a lot of information about each player through bios and such. So it gives them the opportunity for another chance to turn some heads. Talk about that, because I think, you know, from the banquet, which will be on Wednesday evening, right through to the game the next night, a lot of these kids, the spotlight shines on them on and off the field. You have scholarship money for academics. You have a lot of the sportsmanship and MVP trophies. Talk about that, because a lot surrounds this game.
So, you know, it's getting tougher for a lot of these kids, Larry, with the transfer portal and all that. So another opportunity to showcase their talents. Again, like you mentioned, we will be videoing this. We have coaches already that are asking for access to the video following the game. Again, the banquet, we will be giving out $400 or $500 scholarships to the players. We're recognizing some of the honors that the cheerleaders have done. We have a kicking contest where cheerleaders are able to win some money for their program. So, again, we're just trying to honor everything these kids have done for the BCAA.
Yeah, no doubt. Also, spotlighting a couple of really good coaches, Quentin Short from Piper, whose team had an awesome year this year, won the district for the second year. Then Keedrum Willis from Pembroke Pines Charter, who has also done a tremendous job. So it gives a chance to showcase those head coaches and their staffs and give them an opportunity to work with and against some of the kids that they've had an opportunity to play with and against over the last couple of years.
Yeah, we have some quality coaches out here this year. We're very proud of the things that Quentin Short has been able to do at Piper, and as well as Keedrum Willis at Pines Charter. They have a few assistants on each side who are head coaches and assistant coaches. So, again, this is an opportunity for them to work with some talent that they may not get to work with in the regular year. And, again, against those opponents, people that they faced and were on the opposite sides and tried to stop, and now they get to put them in action to kind of work on their behalf. So, again, it's all about trying to showcase these kids and give them another opportunity to make it to the next level.
No doubt. Rocky Gillis joining us, County Athletic Director, BCAA. And Rocky, too, a lot of these programs, obviously, Chaminade, Madonna, and St. Thomas are still playing. So they also had players nominated to the game. And the coaches, what they do, talking to Art Taylor and Brett Hood of Cypress Bay, telling me, they try to get these kids a little extra exposure. And, in Cypress Bay, I went to see their last game of the season against Stranahan. And you look at kids like Santi Paz, who is really a hard worker, maybe a little bit undersized, but he's a guy in a game like this who has an opportunity to shine. And you've seen over the last couple of years, players who had that opportunity to play in this game and stand out. Like Jorge Tabora last year out of Plantation, who's now at Kaiser University. They use this as a springboard.
Yeah, and I tell you, Larry, so I try to go around and see all of our schools play. I didn't see Cypress Bay play a lot, but I'm going to tell you, Santi Paz has been someone who's caught my eye while we've been out here at practice this week, along with the offensive lineman from Nova. I mean, there's kids from Miramar, the running back from Blanche Ely, Mr. Sean Passall. I mean, some of these kids, they're taking advantage of this opportunity, and I hope they get to put this on film so they can go ahead and elevate to the next level as well.
No doubt. Before I let you go, you got two teams in action Wednesday evening. Chaminade Madonna going to the state championship for the ninth straight year. And then the next night on Thursday, St. Thomas Aquinas, a five-time defending state champion. Talk a little bit about what those programs have meant to you guys.
So those programs, again, they've been stellar in BCAA for a while. I mean, obviously, Chaminade is a newcomer, only being their first in a year and a half here now. But we look forward to them going and the success that they're going to have that even brings even more attention to us. And obviously, St. Thomas, kind of looking forward to the next round of them in Lakeland, the next rematch, so to speak, from some years ago. So, again, American Heritage, they're not part of the BCAA, but they're Broward School, and we're rooting for those guys as well.
Good stuff. 7 o'clock Thursday night, the BCAA All-Star Game. Rocky, thanks so much for taking the time. Have a great game. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate you.
Good stuff. Rocky Gillis from the BCAA. I can't say. What a great show. If you missed any of it, WQAM.com, go to the top of the page, and you'll see where it says podcast. And there we are, South Florida High School Sports. Danny Garcia, thanks so much. We will see you next week.